introduction first. Today, I'm presenting the detecting the physiological responses of tau fescue to salinity stress based on single leaf spectrum. Actually, it's part of the work from my thesis work. And the introduction, the salinity problem is getting more and more severe in turf grass management recent years because of the increasing use of the recycled water. The recycled water usually contains high level of salt, which can cause the salinity stress to turf grass. Some symptoms included the leaf flowering and the restriction of growth. One of the solutions to the salinity problem in turf grass management is using the salt-tolerant turf grass species or cultivars. Tau fescue has a moderate to high salt tolerance, and as well as to the salt and the drought and the heat. It has great potential to be used in the salt-affected soils and also the further improvement. Previous studies on salinity stress in turf grass included the measurement of the germination rate, the biomass, the relative water content, the tissue analysis, and also some photosynthetic parameters, and the chlorophyll and some other photosynthetic pigments, and also the enzymes related to the antioxidant. However, most of the measurements were destructive and time-consuming. The remote sensing provided an effective method to detect the physiological status in turf grass based on the canopy from a population. So the objective of our study is to investigate if the indices developed from the single leaf spectrum can be used as indicators of physiological responses of tau fescue to salinity stress, and also provide the breeders with an effective method to screen and select the salt-tolerant individual plant. The experiments were conducted in a greenhouse with a temperature range from 25 to 15 Celsius degree and 14 hours photo period. And the photosynthetically active radiation is 400 micromol per square meter per second. Two tau fescue varieties were investigated in our study. They were reported as salt tolerant and sensitive in previous study. They were planted in the plastic tubes with washed silica sand as root medium. At the two-leaf stage, they were thinned to only one plant in each tube and watered using the Hogland solution at a rate of 10 ml per tube. The treatment was initiated at the fourth leaf stage by applying the full-strength Hogland solution at a rate of 20 ml per tube every other day. The salinity treatment was implemented by adding the sodium chloride and the calcium chloride to the Hogland solution. The plants receiving the Hogland solution were used as the controls. The experimental design was an RCBD with two salinity levels, two varieties, and three replicates. This experiment was repeated once. We measured the single leaf spectrum from the fourth leaf of three plants in each treatment unit with an fiber optic spectrometer and with the high intensity halogen light as the illuminator with an incident light angle of 30 degree. The following indices were calculated from the reflectance spectrum. They were stress index, normalized difference vegetation index, and modified simple ratio. They were calculated based on the reflectance at the different wavelengths. We also measured the quantum yield of photosystem 2, FV over FM, from the mature fourth leaf of three plants in each treatment unit. We measured them with a photosynthesis and yield analyzer, the mode MiniPine. Also, we measured other physiological parameters. They were transpiration rate, chlorophyll content, and relative water content. They were calculated as following. The leaf appearance rate and tiller appearance rate were also measured in our study, and we measured them by counting the new leaf and the tillers every week and divided by 7 days. By the end of the study, the biomass and root to shoot ratio were also calculated. Here are what we found. There were no difference in the leaf appearance rate and tiller appearance rate between the two varieties. So we combined the LAR and TAR data across the varieties. The x-axis is the date we did the measurement, and the y-axis is the leaf appearance rate. The red curve showed the salinity treated plants, and the blue line showed the control plants, the leaf appearance rate. And the leaf appearance rate of salted treated plants decreased. The similar results is shown from the tiller appearance too. By the three weeks after the treatment, the salt-treated plants died. Here's the results for the biomass. The root and shoot biomass were reduced up to 80% and 78% relative to the control plants, and the decreased root-to-shoot ratio also observed in this study. The relative water content in the salt-treated plants decreased over time, and the salt-treated decreased significantly comparing to the controls. The similar trend were also observed The similar results were also observed from the chlorophyll content. They were lower in the salt-treated plants comparing with controls, and no difference between the two varieties. The leaf transpiration rate of salt-treated plants was lower than the controls, but this was not significant until the 2 weeks after the treatment. The quantum yield of the salt-treated plants were lower than the controls. That indicated the less light energy were used for photosynthesis in the salt-treated plants. These tables show the correlation coefficients of the indices we calculated to the to the physiological parameters we measured. All the correlation were significant. However, the indices correlated with the relative water content, chlorophyll content, and transpiration were more strongly than to the quantum yield. And the correlation coefficient of the stress indices to the relative water to the physiological parameters were negative, just because the stress index reflects the severity of the plants suffer from the stresses. But the normalized difference vegetation index and the SR shows the positive value coefficient to the physiological parameters because they all indicate the health status of the plants. So we come up with the conclusions. Growth of tall fescue decreased under salinity stress. Relative water content, chlorophyll content, and quantum yield were sensitive to the salinity stress. And also the indices based on the single leaf spectrum from this study were strongly correlated with the relative water content and chlorophyll content. So maybe the indices developed from a single leaf spectrum can be used as indicator of physiological responses of tall fescue to the salinity stress. That's what we have for this study, and thanks you all for the attention. Is there any recommends or any questions? Feel free. Thanks. Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
What salt level were you using compared to what had previously been used to separate those two cultivars? Because some previous studies said there was a difference and you weren't sure.
Right. The question was, what kind of level of the salt we use to separate the two varieties into the salt sensitive and salt tolerant, right?
What have you used before compared to what you used?
Yeah, we used the 25 decisiemen per meter, the salt level. And in previous study, I think they used the same level. But the difference in the results, that's because we carried the experiment at different growth stages of the plant. They carry the studies as the established mature the turf grass, but we started the measurement from the germination stage. I think that explains the difference. Thanks. Your question, please.
Do you have biomass data? I mean,
I'm sorry.
Do you have yield data?
Biomass.
You mean biomass data? Yeah, I have it. I'll show you that. The question it was, do we have the biomass data? Yes. We measured the biomass only by the end of this study. And we compared the difference of the biomass of root and shoot and also the root to shoot ratio.
Any other questions?